It seems that there are a lot of values that we have that sometimes lead us to do things which would seem to be so real, so appropriate, so in sync with Torah, with Das Torah, and yet the reality is that we're off someplace. And it seems that there is a common denominator in this formula which could help us to avoid mistakes in different and various different areas. In the parsha of the Bnei Gad Bnei Ruvain, where they requested of Moshe Rabbeinu to settle in Eved LaYarden, and Moshe Rabbeinu made a condition with them that if they go chalutzim to Me'eved LaYarden, to they go over the Yarden, and they go and they help their brothers conquer Eretz Yisrael, or the main part of Eretz Yisrael, then they will be able to settle in this part of Eretz Yisrael. And they agreed, and they did it, and so forth. The Ralbag says, from this parasha, we have a Te'elis. He says, it's as follows. It's a Te'elis b'midois. V'hu she'ein roi l'odom she'yefute ba'avur te'elios protios. A person shouldn't be persuaded for personal benefits, I think that's what protios means, livchor dovor al dovor, imloi achar hisyashvus rav. To choose to do something without great Yishuv Hadas. Yishuv Hadas is an extremely significant ingredient in conduct in life. Haloi tire, look, ki mipnei heyois mikne rav lebnei gol lebnei ruvein. They had a lot of cattle, they had a lot of animals. Niftu livchor ha'oretz asher be'evayardei mizrocha. They were persuaded, or they persuaded themselves, they were self-persuaded, to choose Eved LaYarden because this was appropriate for their grazing. Lios ha'mokom, mokom mikne. This is an appropriate mokom mikne. V'hine hisiga mize charoto achar shenich b'shoretz. They regretted this decision, the Ralbag says. Kiro she'ulai ze yiyeh siba el she'asuru b'neyeh me'achre Hashem yisaleh. He says, this might be a siba that their children will go off the derech, whatever that means. They had to make this special mizbeach because of the sakonas that existed there. They were in a more precarious and dangerous position being there, I guess, isolated or close to Sichon. He says, well, is that Timso Shaharishonim, Shehiglo Melech Oshur, Ashur, Hoyu Elo Ashvotim? They were first when it came to the Golus of Melech Ashur, they were more in a more dangerous position. Im Shamoyavi, Hoyu Lahem, Tomid, Lokutz, Machiv, Mitzado, Oretz, Azois, Shenochalu, Yisrael, Mehem, Ade, Sichon. They took this land and they had the Moyavim were thorns to them, were there to hurt them and to attack them, and they were in more danger. And he quotes from Shoftim, and we see throughout Tanakh that this was not such a poshut decision. And what's interesting is that they discussed this decision with Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu didn't offer any t'nai or objection except one thing. Make sure that you go in. The able-bodied men should go in together with your brethren to conquer Eretz Yisrael, and on that condition, it's fine. So I would say that Mistama, they discussed it with Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, the manik, the defender of Klal Yisrael, the patron of Klal Yisrael, the lover of Klal Yisrael, whose love for Klal Yisrael had been tested so many times, it was Ein L'Shire. And now they're going into Eretz Yisrael after so many years in the Midbar, and they discuss it with Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu's Haskoma. Have a Haskoma for Moshe Rabbeinu. And we learn from here, an Indian in Midos, says a person has to be very careful when he makes, assume protis, individual, it sounds like it means a personal decision. And I didn't give it the fullest yishuv hadas. Even though I could certainly rationalize and say, I spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu, what more can I do? Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, it's like, I went to the Rebbe. The Rebbe gave me a brocha. He says, one condition, that's all. Not enough. Person has to be so, yishuv hadas is such a precious midah. The realization, the ability, the need, the awareness of the need, constantly, no matter what. Anytime I'm making a decision, especially a personal decision, something which is on one level or another involving my person, I have to have an extra measure of yishuv hadas. I assume that's the toelis and midos, because when people make personally effective or affecting decisions, that there's a great negia there. And I could sometimes miss things and regret the decision that one would have said that I made in the most wonderful way. It was logical. There was Mikne Rav. This was the place. Moshe Rabbeinu agreed. He didn't dispute it. He gave one condition. I fulfilled the condition meticulously. Why should I ever have to have charota? We see that there's never enough, or there's certainly, even for such people, that with such a haskoma, so to speak, I guess it was something akin to a haskoma, a person has to be so kev, yishuv hadas, yishuv hadas, yishuv hadas, again and again and again, shuva v'rav yoyetz, discussing it and discussing it again, and discussing it maybe with people who are not negeh b'dover, who that's not a toyeles proteus to them. So Memela, to see all the other perspective, how important that is. That's mitzad echad. Mitzad sheni, there's a mitzvah. It's the first one, I think, in Masay, Pashas Masay, that in the mitzvah of setting aside Orim Lalevim. The Levim had to have special cities. The Levim didn't have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, so they had to have places to live. They served in the Beis HaMikdash, but they had their places to live. And those places where they lived were chosen to be the Orei Miklot for people to take refuge when they killed someone b'shoigeg. So the Chinuch says, Sherish mitzvah zu yodua, ki shevat ha-levi mivchar ha-shvotim, who's the chosen of the shvotim, v'nochen la'avoy des Beis Hashem. They were appropriate for service in the Beis HaMikdash. V'ein lo'i chelek im Yisroel b'nachlas sodas u'chromim. They had no chelek in the regular chalokim in the Yerusha v'Eretz Yisroel. Avol orim ho'yu tzrichim le'em al kolporim lo'sheves heim, uvneim v'tapam v'chol chayosam. They had a place to live. U'mipnei goydel ma'alosom v'koysher po'olom v'chin erkom. Because of the greatness of their milus and the appropriateness of their actions and the chain of their values or they're worthy of such chain or they're such bachain to people, nivcharo artsam lil kol kol hirek nefesh bishgoga yosim eros hashar hashvotim. Therefore, their chalokim, their cities, were chosen for the refuge of the hirek nefesh bishgoga, the orei miklot, more than the other shvotim. Ulai techaper olav admosam hamukudeshes biktushosam. One, because their land was so kodesh that this might be mechaper on these people who killed b'shagiv. Oid tam acher b'dover. Another tam ki beyoisam anshei levov, because they were men of heart. Yuduim b'malos hamidos v'chochmos nichbodos, and they were known for malos hamidos and chochmos nichbodos. Yodu al akoil shelo yistimu harotzeach sheinotzel aleim v'lo yigoboy. They won't hate this Ritzeach, and they won't touch him. They won't do anything to him. I killed someone b'shogeg. They have these midos, they have this chochmo, and so forth. V'af ki yaharoig echad me'oyaveim, even if he would have killed one of their beloved ones or one of goyaleim, achar asher befesa b'loy evo yargen, since it happened by accident, premeditated, yeah. V'al hashevet hazeh hanivcha ne'emar, ho'emer lo'ovyu lima lo'y re'isiv. To them, my mother, my father, I never saw them. In other words, kaloymar shelo yasu dovo ba'olam zulosi miderech hayosher v'al kivno emes. They won't do anything except al derech hayosher v'al kivno emes. These are such people. There's no negias even of ovi v'imoy. V'lo yate libo ma'avas odom. The love that they have for a person is not going to
bend their heart to see something inappropriate. They're above this.
But it's interesting what he says. Ki b'yoysam anshei levov, men of heart, yudu'im b'malos hamidos.
And he seems to describe these midas, the purity of heart, that they wouldn't let any negiyah influence them. But he doesn't only say it's because their purity of midas. He says, v'chochmois nichbodos, because the anshei levov, yudu'im b'malos hamidos, v'chochmois nichbodos. It seems that the malas ambidas alone, anshei levov, with malas ambidas, such midas, you know, purity, mamish, they just do what's right. They do hayosher v'hatoiv,
shalo yasu dover be'olam, zulosi biderech hayosher v'al kiven o'emes. V'loyatel libo ma'avas odom, nothing's going to affect them. Afilo avas ov ve'em will not affect them.
But that requires two things. It requires a purity of midos, and it requires chochmois nichbodos. It requires great chochma. To think that a person, that midos, there's nothing like midos toivos, that's the tachlis of everything. Like nitno ha-mitzvos chazal se'el le'tzarif v'nes ha-briyos, to refine human character. They quote, paraphrase, it's not the real quote from the Goyin and Mishle, but in Evan Shlema, Im Lafatikun Amidas, the Goyin says, Lomali Chayim, that's what it's all about. But that's not all that it's all about. Because to have the Tikun Hamidos, there has to be this Chochma Istichbodis, there has to be tremendous Chochma. Without Chochma, Midas are measurements. Midas, the Rambam says in Hilchos Deos, that a person has to measure the Midas. Sometimes he has to go to one extreme, sometimes to another extreme. But their measurements, because they're measured, they're not only, as one put it very nicely, Midas are the measurement of a man, because a Midas also means a measurement. But they also have to be measured. They have to be measured. Sometimes it's appropriate a little more. Sometimes a shmina shebishminas of gaiva. Sometimes this, sometimes that. It's all balanced. It's all calibrated. It's all finely tuned. And for that, it needs great chokhmah. So it isn't enough, even a person who has such beautiful midas, but it's a combination. The what he says, the anshei levov, those hearts that we can rely on them to do what's right, are hearts that are full with midas tovos, and whose essence is permeated with chochmas nichbodes, with great chochma. And the Leviim had both. The Leviim were the ones that sat and learned. The Leviim the ones that learned in Mitzrayim. The Leviim was in a different darga, and we need that too. And sometimes in the Welt, unfortunately, the concept of chochmas hamusar, the concept of how much chochma there is and how much thinking and analysis, and no, it's good, you know, like the mashgiach who asked, he saw Yankel wasn't paying attention to the shmuz, so he asked him, nu, vosob migaret, what were we talking about? So he says, nu, medav sein gut und frum, you have to be good, you have to be frum. No, it's not so simple. You have to have chochma too. It's the chokhmah. It's without that chokhmah, see, from the Silas Hashorim too, without that chokhmah, then even a good person, even one with basically good midas, but the midas have to be measured, have to be guided, and it's the chokhmah ha-Torah, and it's the chokhmah ha-Musar that guides a person in the midas. They say in the Alter's family that the Alter had a certain niggun that he always sang the Dror Yikra on Shabbos with the certain niggun. And they say that the reason was because of the last stanza, which said, De'ei chochmo l'nafshecho v'hi keser l'roishecho. One would have thought that the Alter, with the emphasis on midas and the purity of midas in all the Musar and Slabotka, but no. He says, De'ei chochmo l'nafshecho, the keser l'roishecho is the chochmas hanefesh. Without the chochmas hanefesh, then the midas can flow, can move, can act, and can misfire as well. So it must have that chochma as well. So we need that chochma, we need that yishuv hadas, despite how many good things are going for us, like the advice of Moshe Rabbeinu, or like the purity of Midas, but without that Yishuv HaDas, without that Chochmah, then all of these things can backfire.